Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Happy Monday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 4-hour cosmic cocktail party. GA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Seattle to St. Pete, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. Hey, you're on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Every score change during Super Bowl, someone wins $50,000 in the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. See rules and enter for free at rocketmortgagesquares.com. How we doing? Thanks so much for joining us. Well, I don't even need to market or promote or sell today's show to you. I don't even need to bother, so I won't. It's going to be a good show. Plenty of good segments. Plenty of big topics. Jen Latta is going to join us. She's a host on ESPN Milwaukee. She's also, of course, one of the great reporters for College Game Day. We'll talk to her about the future of Aaron Rodgers and the Packers after Saturday night's colossal collapse. But overall, for the next 4 hours, we are just going to soak in that insanity, that ridiculousness, that magic, that brilliance, that everything of divisional round weekend. I don't know if it's the greatest divisional round weekend of all time. I'd have to really go back and look at each and every game from the divisional round, really over the last 30, 40 years, since most of the modern structure of the NFL playoffs has been in place. But it feels like that. They weren't all brilliantly played. They weren't all breathtaking. But in terms of chaos and finishes and craziness and upsets and moments, I don't know how you top it. Every single game of the four came down to the final play. Three road teams won. Both one seeds went down one and done. A 27-3 comeback by Tom Brady. But the coup de grace was last night. I don't think, and you know me, I really try hard not to go down the road of so many other blathering talking heads of, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. I really had to think, and I really had to search my brain for playoff games that were as grand as Bills and Chiefs was. 1981, the Epic and the Orange Bowl, Dolphins and Chargers, better known as the Kellen Winslow game. That's in this short list. The 1990 NFC Championship game, Giants and Niners. A last-second field goal by Matt Barr knocks off the three-peat. Joe Montana and the Niners. Parcells and the Giants pull the trick. That's on that short list. That AFC Championship game, Patriots and Chiefs, 2019, back and forth. Mahomes trying to slay the dragon. Ultimately, it's Brady in overtime. That's on a short list. Last night, Bills and Chiefs makes that list. I'm not sure it's the best playoff game ever, but it's in a very, very small club. It had everything. And the sign of the greatest playoff games ever are when you really feel like nobody deserved to lose. Is when you walk away from the television or if you're lucky enough to be at the game and go, neither team deserved to lose that game. And that's exactly how I feel about the Bills. Not to say there aren't some plays that the Bills needed to make that they didn't. But my goodness, did the Bills give everything they had and did Josh Allen absolutely empty the tank? Bravo to the Chiefs. They're moving into a fourth consecutive AFC Championship game. Bravo to the Bills. They had the Chiefs. They finally had them. But for the second straight year, the Chiefs come out on top at home in the AFC playoffs against them. And bravo to the entire game because it was the final game of the weekend. It wrapped up an impeccable weekend of football. And two elite quarterbacks that are probably no longer young quarterbacks, they're just in their prime quarterbacks, gave us everything we had hoped for. Everything. Kansas City's been here, though. Kansas City's been here. They've been to Super Bowls. They are 7-point favorites to go to a third consecutive Super Bowl. They'll host the AFC Championship game at a young upstart Bengals team on Sunday. And again, bravo to Mahomes, to the Chiefs, to Kelce, to everybody that made those plays, Tyreek Hill and Mecole Hardman and everybody that kept making plays down the stretch, and Butker for the win or for the tie. Every one of those guys deserves credit. But I really feel like last night, in many ways, is more about the Bills because you are that close. You empty everything you have and you still come up short and are still looking for that elusive Super Bowl. How devastating is this loss for Buffalo? It is where we begin. Your cold open.
First and 10 from the Kansas City 19-yard line. Josh takes shotgun snap. Looks, steps up, has time, fires to the end. Are you kidding me? Unbelievable. The Bills get the lead back again.
Placement down. The snap was a little low, but Butker gets a kick up, and he ties the game. Ties the game. We're going to overtime. Mahomes looks to throw it. Pump faking, right side he wants, and a comeback cut, and it's caught by Kelce! Touchdown! Kansas City! One of the greatest duos in the history of the National Football League! Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce on a push fake comeback, and the Chiefs have won this incredible divisional playoff game in overtime!
Those guys, they're hurt. We're disappointed. We're all disappointed. We're all hurt, sick to our stomach. So, you know, you move on and you try and get yourself to learn from it. But it stings. It stings. I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
I don't believe it.
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
Bills radio, Chiefs radio, Sean McDermott after the game. That little montage does not do it justice at all for what that final couple of minutes was all about. But let me just try to summarize what I think are the big bullet points of how the Bills have to go home for the rest of this offseason and be absolutely sick to their stomach. Josh Allen gave them a lead. Josh Allen gave them multiple leads. And Leslie Frazier's defense, the Buffalo Bills defense, was the number one scoring defense in the NFL this season. The number one scoring defense. And when it mattered most, and the Bills had to lock down, get a stop, they allowed a 75-yard touchdown drive in 52 seconds. That was the Tyreek Hill play. They allowed a 44-yard field goal game-tying drive in the final 13 seconds, two plays, and then lost the coin toss and allowed a 75-yard touchdown drive. The only thing they couldn't do, which would have prevented Josh Allen from touching the football again. My heart breaks for the Bills and Bills fans because they were so close and because Allen gave them a chance. But at the end of the day, you are a team. It is not about an offense moving on. It's about an offense and a defense and a special teams moving on. And what happened to the Bills last night was the defense had three different opportunities to get one stop, to get off the field, to prevent one play, and all three times they failed. All three times. You can't let the Chiefs go right back down to the field on you, especially with the Tyreek Hill play. They allowed that. With 13 seconds to play, we should have never been saying, did they leave too much time? That's insane. Now, of course, there's the brilliance of Patrick Mahomes, of course. And he's a future Hall of Famer. He may win another Super Bowl this year. Mahomes is absolutely scintillating. I've got nothing but unbelievable things to say about him as a leader, as a player, as a quarterback, all of that. But nobody should ever say 13 seconds and we leave them too much time. That's two plays and maybe one. Because what the Bills should have done, and Boomer Esiason said it last night on the CBS postgame show as soon as that game was over, you can't kick that ball out of the end zone of the kickoff. You've got to squib it. You've got to keep it on the field. That drains at least a few more seconds so that 13 seconds becomes 10 or 9. And then it's basically one play, maybe one and a half. Instead, they kick it out of the end zone, and they give Mahomes two plays with timeouts. Can't happen. And then on those two plays, you just have to stop one of them. One of the two plays. So they botch not squibbing it or not pooch kicking it. Then they botch not getting those two stops. I mean, that's the game. And then in overtime, look, I don't love the overtime rule here. It screwed the Chiefs 3 years ago. It helped them last night. In a playoff game, you want to play by these rules of the regular season? That's one thing. In a playoff game, when loser goes home, both teams need to touch the football in OT. I'll tell you this. If you feel frustrated by last night, let me take you back to the early 2000s before they changed this rule, or the 90s or the 80s when it was sudden death and you could kick a field goal and walk it off. I mean, Peyton Manning had some great seasons, lost in overtime because he never touched the football, and they lost in a field goal. So that used to be a reality. At least now, your defense just has to stop a touchdown. But the Bills couldn't even do that last night. All you got to do is force a field goal there, and the Chiefs went right down the field in OT in just over 3.5 minutes. Again, against the number one scoring defense. So if you are the Bills and you go into the offseason, you're close. You're really bleeping close. And Josh Allen has proven you can win a Super Bowl with that guy. No doubt about it, you can win a Super Bowl with that guy. Gabriel Davis, my God. What a game. Stephon Diggs and Gabriel Davis give you an incredible 1-2 punch. Dawson Knox is excellent as well. You've got all the weapons you probably need. But a Bills defense that was the number one defense in the NFL scoring-wise this year needs to get off the field once in the final three drives, and they couldn't. And that is something that will sit in your craw the entire offseason. It's devastating, It's hard. You'll rethink those the entire offseason. But if you have any saving grace, it's that I kind of feel like that was the Super Bowl. I kind of feel like whoever won that football game was going to win it all. Now, the Rams, the Niners, the Bengals, we'll have to say about that. But it's hard not to feel like those are the two best football teams. Because that game had it all. Although maybe you can't be one of the best football teams if you can't get a stop on one of the final three drives. 42-36 in OT, an instant classic, no doubt. 855-212-4CBS is the phone number. 855-212-4227 or on Twitter, DA on CBS. Again, that's DA on CBS. I know you guys got tons of reaction to last night's game, Chiefs and Bills and the rest of the NFL playoff weekend. When we come back, more on the postseason. Speaking of the Bills, how about a Bills fan losing his mind at overnight sports talk radio? We've also got story from Cincinnati where everybody's talking about Joe Burrow, but there's another hero who wears stripes in the Queen City. It's coming up as part of Soundcheck next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
And remember, you can always listen to the show in podcast form. Miss anything? Want to hear it again? Let's do it. It's DA On Demand by going to our podcast feed. Just search The DA Show. Subscribe, rate, and review. You can get the full 4 hours, the best of the show, Sunday Morning Football, and the PGP. We start with Bengals kicker Evan McPherson, who wishes NFL Films mic'd him up because he knew the Bengals were going to the AFC Championship game.
I wish those mic'd up people were right beside me because I was talking to Kevin. I was like, all we need is an interception or a fumble recovery. And we'll get one play in field goal range. I know we're going to end it there.
Joe Burrow said after the game that Evan McPherson told him before that kick, well, I guess we're going to the AFC Championship game. McPherson was an absolute monster in this game. And a viral video crisscrossed the internet over the weekend of Evan McPherson kicking a football into the rafters of the practice facility and knocking the top off of a Pepsi bottle. I still don't know if that's real or if that's doctored, but man, he was amazing in this game. And to stroke it, to win it on the road, 19-16, what a day it was for the Bengals in general. Much more on that as we make our way through the morning, the night of the West Coast. But McPherson, ice water in the veins. He hit a 38-yarder in the first quarter, a 45-yarder as well, and a 54-yarder before halftime. That was the 9 points the Bengals had at the break. He then crushes the 52-yarder, no doubt about it, to win it. 4 field goals, and the Bengals are moving on, 19-16. So if you're scoring at home, they've got a franchise quarterback, a franchise wide receiver, and a franchise kicker all in their early to mid-20s. They're doing quite well, thank you. Richard Sherman, on his own podcast, says that Jimmy Garoppolo shouldn't go anywhere in the offseason, that he, not Trey Lance, should be under center in 2022.
I think he should be the starter again. People forget that Aaron didn't start his first year. He didn't start his second year. Right. And they're so ready to rush him in there, and they're rushing him in there with expectation. And that's the hardest thing to do. You know, it's because everybody's like, oh, look what Josh Allen did. And it's like, oh, Josh Allen's first couple years wasn't this Josh Allen.
No.
And then it's like, look at Patrick Mahomes. And it's like, yeah, but Patrick Mahomes had his growing pains as well. And it's cool that what he's doing, but if you send him in with those expectations, you have nothing but disappointment.
So I think there's some truth to that. I think there's some stuff that's misleading there for Richard Sherman. I think his facts are a little bit off. Number one, Aaron Rodgers actually sat for 3 years behind Brett Favre, 05, 06, and 07 before he finally got in there. So it wasn't just 2 years, it was three. So you could use that and say, well, see, it took Aaron Rodgers 3 years. I don't think that Rodgers would be some type of raw, impossible to win with young quarterback had he started year two instead of year four, or year three instead of year four. Number two, I mean, yes, Josh Allen wasn't this Josh Allen, but Josh Allen by year number two had made a pretty significant jump forward. You know, that first year he had more interceptions than touchdowns. By year number two, he had more touchdowns than interceptions, and they had made the playoffs. And you could see by year three, which was last season, Josh Allen was clearly an elite QB. He had thrown for more than 4,000 yards last season. So that, and he had more than 30 some odd touchdowns. So Allen had pretty quickly proven himself. And for Patrick Mahomes didn't really have many early problems or early mistakes. He was sitting behind Alex Smith year number one, and then was the league MVP in his first year starting year number two. So look, if there's an argument to be made with Jimmy Garoppolo next year, no doubt about it. What I don't think you can say is, well, yeah, see, all these great quarterbacks needed to sit or they had problems, and so Trey Lance is one of those guys. That's a bridge too far. You can say, Jimmy, we're winning with him. And Sherman's no longer a member of the Niners, but was. Say, hey, the Niners are winning with Garoppolo. Why would you take him out? That's fine. But let's not be like, yeah, Trey Lance needs more time to be Aaron Rodgers. Or, you see, we couldn't know Patrick Mahomes was this good right away. Look, Mahomes took over week one of his second season and was the league MVP. Nobody thinks Trey Lance is doing that in San Francisco. Because if that was the case, then there wouldn't even be a question about Garoppolo. They'd be like, yeah, we can win the Super Bowl this year with you, Jimmy, but we've got a guy that's ready to be the league MVP right now when he takes over the reins. That's not the case. So I do think it's apples to oranges talking about Trey Lance versus these other guys. Or if the point is, well, Jimmy Garoppolo, there's still time for his growth. Not really. He's 30 years old. This is who Garoppolo really is, which is fine. You can win with him clearly, but he's not any of these great young quarterbacks. And finally, Omar in Brooklyn is a Bills fan. He called WFAN in New York overnight to melt down about the loss.
Omar, how are you?
I'm not good. I'm not good. This is, you lose, you never recover. It never comes back. It just doesn't happen. I'm sorry. It never happened for Andy Reid in Philadelphia. And it happened in Kansas City Chiefs. You have to have a head coach, winning combination. I love McDermott. He's a great coach. But he is defensive-oriented. He make a flag. You cannot. You have to go blitz them. Let them make a play. How can you go prevent defense? There are too many things in last 13 seconds that he did that is an unforgivable offense. I'm sorry. I cannot be a fan. I cannot watch Buffalo Bills with McDermott because I know the result already now. They cannot recover from this. Josh Allen is great, but you have to have a guy who is going to have the guts to take it. Leslie Frazier and McDermott ain't doing it. You better give the coach, the Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator, the head coach up. Don't just let him go to Miami or anywhere. I'm sorry. McDermott, you have blown it. That was your chance.
And you know what, Omar?
The players have played it. Simple as that. I cannot recover from this loss. This has meant more to me because I did not sleep all night.
Sounds like it. I'm sorry, McDermott. You blew it. That's an awesome rant from Omar in Brooklyn. And there's two ways you can go if you're a Bills fan last night. I don't expect any of you to have slept over the course of last evening. Either A, Omar in Brooklyn, you take that path. Anger. You want people fired. McDermott blew it. Promote Daboll. you had the wrong scheme or the wrong package out there, and you're angry and you're venting and you need change, and I can't be a fan anymore, and this is it, you'll never recover. Or there's our very own Maggie Gray, who's just silent, crushed like a dove, crushed like a dove in a fist. All of the life squeezed out of her. Hardcore Bills fan. She's sitting on her couch. She watches it happen, and she's just staring longingly into the darkness. Silent. Cannot speak. Paralyzed in her emotion. How do we know? Because I think it was her mom that filmed her watching this and then posted it. Maggie posted it on social last night, and you're like, that's the other way. That's path B. Either you're angry and you can't stand it and you lash out and you demand change, or you internalize it. You either externalize it or internalize it, the pain and the sorrow. And how long can Bills fans do this? That every single time it seems like it's right there, the rug is pulled out from underneath. I would tell you, Bills fans, look to the team that just beat you. Because Chiefs fans felt the way that you're feeling for 50 years. It was the Lynn Elliott game. It was the drive to nowhere. It was the AFC Championship game against the Chiefs. Against the Patriots, rather. It was all the Marty Schottenheimer years. It's the no-punt game against Peyton Manning. It's the Herm Edwards years. It's the Todd Haley years. It's Elvis Gerback and Steve Bono and Matt Cassel and Brody Croyle. There's a million of them, okay? There's the meltdown on Monday night. There's all of these horrid ghosts that came out over 50 years for the Chiefs, and they finally got through. Consider yourselves still on the clock. Sean McDermott, you blew it! And that is your sound check this morning. All right, standing by with a kind sir, trying to recap the insanity that was divisional round weekend, is the great Andrew Bogish. AB, have you come down off of the high of these four football games?
I mean, yesterday was just insanity. What did Michael say in the first game? This is lunacy? I think
lunacy,
he early called it. That was an early call because that was only the beginning of craziness yesterday.
How about what the Rams tried to do to collapse? They were attempting to collapse here. Here, fumble. Here, snap over the head. Here's a mistake. There's a mistake. Here's a blown coverage. I mean, the Rams were actively trying to give Tom Brady a send-off gift.
Yep, and that's where we're going to begin. Headlines are sponsored by Progressive. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average. They were the
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Humbles. There were the miscues. There's a missed field goal in there as well, I think, right? And then finally, the Bucks got even after being down 27-3 on Leonard Fournette's TD run with 42 seconds left. But then Matthew Stafford made a big throw.
Stafford straight drop back, pressure off the edge. Deep ball, middle of the field. Kupp is open. It's pulled in inside the 20 by Kupp and down near the 10.
Dave Pasch on Westwood One, the second connection to Kupp on this final drive. That one setting up Matt Gay's 30-yarder as time expired for the 30-27 victory. Stafford finished with 366 yards, two touchdowns, no turnovers, and a rushing score.
Taking it all in, loving every minute of it, working my tail off, trying to enjoy every situation that we're in, every opportunity that we earn. I'm loving going to battle with these guys.
So I think what I saw yesterday is now Stafford has two playoff wins in 2 weeks, and the Lions have won since 1965.
Maybe one since 1957. I mean,
it's a long time ago.
I think the only playoff win the Lions have had since they won the NFL championship was that Barry Sanders Cowboys game in 92. And so, yes, Stafford now has doubled the Lions' wins. Mm. For the last 50 years in the playoffs.
Meanwhile, Brady and the Bucks lose to those Rams for the third time in two seasons. TB12 threw for 329, a score, a pick, and a lost fumble, then quickly dismissed questions about his future after ESPN's pregame report that maybe he is considering retirement more than usual. The Rams' future is hosting the Niners Sunday for a spot in the Super Bowl. And then there was Arrowhead. Josh Allen, go-ahead touchdown passes to Gabriel Davis with 154 and 13 seconds left, but somehow not enough. Two Patrick Mahomes passes led to Harrison Butker's 49-yard tying field goal. Then Travis Kelce's 8-yard winner less than 5 into OT. As you might expect, it was a quick post-game cheeseburger for Andy Reid.
We got a great team coming in here, so we can enjoy this for about a minute, and then we got to get ourselves ready for Cincinnati.
The 42-36 thriller puts KC in its fourth consecutive AFC title game. Those Bengals up next in Arrowhead. Sean Payton has apparently not told the Saints if he'll coach next season yet. Payton has 3 years left on his contract, and the Giants interviewed Bengals D coordinator Lou Anarumo for their head coaching job yesterday. Bucks guard Grayson Allen suspended one game for Friday's flagrant foul 2 that left Bulls guard Alex Caruso with a broken wrist. He's having surgery today and is out 6 to 8 weeks. On the court last night, the Warriors held off the Jazz 94-92 despite Steph Curry missing 12 of 13 threes. The Nuggets outscored the Pistons 117-111 with Nikola Jokic posting 34 points, 9 rebounds, and 8 assists. Luka Doncic had 37-11-9 as the Mavs stayed hot 104-91 over the Grizz. Dallas has won 11 of 13, and the Sixers won in San Antonio 115-109. Joel Embiid, 38 points and 12 boards. Arizona State basketball coach Bob Hurley and guard Jay Heath suspended for today's game with USC. Hurley also fined $20,000 for confronting an official as he was leaving the court after Saturday's loss at Stanford. American Danielle Collins and men's second seed Daniil Medvedev reached the Aussie Open quarterfinals. And on ice last night, the Kraken beat the Panthers 5-3. Seattle has won 3 of 4. DA, back to you.
For the record, I think we'll have to play Omar and Brooklyn's rant at some other point this morning because it was so good. But Omar wants Sean McDermott fired. Omar, I would just remind you that here were the coaches after Marv Levy and before Sean McDermott. Wade Phillips, Greg Williams, Mike Mularkey, Dick Geron, Chan Gailey, Doug Marone, and Rex Ryan. You don't want to fire Sean McDermott. You don't want to fire Sean McDermott. That is a clown's lineup of clowns. When we come back on the show, it's a momentous Monday. Inspiration in sports. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Smiling like Little Mo every morning. It's a momentous Monday.
Every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand but hold your balance. I just say whatever cause there is no way you're round it.
I just think people should know
that if you stay positive, everything will be fine. You just eat, drink, and breathe positive thoughts. That's all you gotta do, and everything will be good.
So let me tell you a story about high school New Jersey quarterback Alex Brown, who during this football season lost his mom due to breast cancer on November the 11th. He is the quarterback for Red Bank Catholic in New Jersey and was playing Morris Catholic the next day after losing his mom again on November the 11th due to breast cancer. Now, this young man, Alex Brown, went out and absolutely had the game of his life the next day. He scored 8 touchdowns on that day, throwing for 6, running for 2, in a 58-34 win. After the game, he tweeted, "Yesterday, I lost my amazing mother. Today, I scored 8 touchdowns. Thank you for watching over me, Mama." Tom Brady commented on the post, "Proud of you." And a lot of other love came at him from other people around the football world. But Daniel Jones took it a step farther. Daniel Jones, of course, plays his football in New Jersey at the Meadowlands for the New York Giants, and actually called Alex and gifted him 2 tickets to the Super Bowl. Yep. Now, we know that Daniel Jones has had a rough go at it in his quarterbacking career. And on the field, there's plenty of questions that remain about whether he is the franchise guy for the Giants. But a really cool moment that Daniel Jones was able to not only connect with Alex Brown, but doing so in honor of his mom, gifting him 2 Super Bowl tickets for a couple of weeks from now. So goes to show you that there's a lot of people that have big hearts and that care. And when you do something inspirational, it affects a lot of people in a lot of positive ways. So keep going, keep trying, keep striving. And good on Daniel Jones for recognizing that type of achievement and that type of tragedy. And Alex Brown, boy, talk about the face of adversity. Being your best self and your greatest self. Pretty awesome. Pretty amazing story. Obviously, your heart breaks for a young man that loses his mom in high school. What an impressive young man, obviously, he is to create a lot of positive goodwill around him and in honor of his mom. 855-212-4CBS and on Twitter, DA on CBS. By the way, speaking of Little Mo, which is why we do Momentous Monday, a listener of ours, going back many, many years, started calling our show when he was just 8 years old. We were on the nights and overnights. He was a huge Baltimore sports fan, Orioles, Ravens. He had that infectious laugh and taught us to be positive every single day. He's going to be honored this week on Wednesday in Baltimore, in schools citywide. So, because the legend of Mo grows by the day, even though he's no longer with us physically, he's with us spiritually. We'll also honor Little Mo on Wednesday, no doubt about it. If our friends in Baltimore are doing it, we are there. Lots to get to from this weekend's NFL action, obviously, as well. And coming up, we'll have Jen Latta join us. You know her from her reporting on College Game Day and for ESPN. She's also one of the co-hosts of the morning show on ESPN Milwaukee. We'll talk to her about the future of Aaron Rodgers, and I'll address my thoughts on that coming up at the top of the hour. Before we do that, though, let's talk about Tom Brady's future. When Rob Ninkovich suggested last week that we could be seeing the end of Tom Brady, I skewered his take and said, you know, not for nothing, but this is a silly take, because Ninkovich was noncommittal. He said, if Tom Brady wants to focus on his post-playing career, that he could leave right now. He's got nothing left to prove. And my point was, well, yeah, but you could say that about Tom Brady for every year over the last decade. That's not a reason that he would leave. to focus on his post-playing career. I mean, he could have done that at any point in time, and he hasn't had anything to prove since winning his fifth Super Bowl and coming back from 25 points against the Falcons. But the drumbeat's growing louder that Brady could leave, that Brady is thinking about it. Brady was noncommittal himself after the game yesterday. So what does this all mean? I think for the first time, it's obvious Brady's not absolutely 100% committed to running it back, that this is not the end. It wasn't the end in 2019. It wasn't the end in 2020. It wasn't the end in 2021. Now, for the first time ever, Brady is at least entertaining that notion. Now, from a football standpoint, he has said, I don't want to retire until I suck. He does not suck. He definitively does not suck. 5,000 yards passing this year, led the NFL. The most touchdown passes in the NFL. His team yesterday, there were some throws that Brady made that were not great. There were some plays Brady made that were not great until the Rams started gifting the football to the Bucs. Tampa Bay was outclassed in every way yesterday. But it was hard to think that was some type of indicator of Tom Brady's ineffectiveness when his offensive line was hot garbage and his receivers were basically Mike Evans and a limited Gronk yesterday. When you're purposefully locked in on Scotty Miller, you know you've got limitations of the passing game. Do I think Tom Brady retires? I don't. I don't, because I don't believe Tom Brady will ever retire until he sees that there is at least a little bit of a deterioration of his own effectiveness. I think Brady is wired to be so hyper-competitive and to want his legacy to be put out beyond where anybody he thinks can ever catch it. And he's still not 45 years old yet, okay? That's another part. He is publicly stated 45 is the goal, and he won't be 45 until August. So next season would be his age 45 year. I think he's coming back for one more year. I do. I think he's coming back for next season. That's his age 45. Because would Brady really feel completely satisfied knowing that he retired after throwing for 5,000 yards? He's still one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. You saw the throw to Mike Evans yesterday. That's the perfect read, the perfect throw in the most opportune time to try to win a playoff game. Does he want to walk away now? I just think he feels, why leave anything on the table? If I can still play at an elite level, I won't get to do this forever. The moment that I retire, that's it. It's done for good. You can't come back. So I'm not leaving any meat on that bone. That's how I feel Brady's ultimately wired. And I think he'll consider retirement this offseason. Maybe this was a longer season than many, maybe because coming off of the Super Bowl last year and a 17-game schedule and playing wild card weekend, maybe this was just a taxing year. Remember, this is a 19-game season for Tom Brady that didn't end in a Super Bowl. It used to be a 16-game season and a bye, so 19 games was a Super Bowl. This was 19 games of the divisional round. Maybe it's just physically taxing on a 44-year-old guy. Maybe the Antonio Brown stuff was something that was hard to get through. I don't think this is it because his effectiveness is still so obvious. He's still an elite quarterback. And if his stated goal was 45, next year is 45. But obviously, if he's non-committal today, and not going to say, yeah, I'm running it back to today, because last year he knew after the Super Bowl, I'm coming back. It's the first time we can honestly start talking about retirement. which has never been something that's been reality. It's just been conjecture, 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 conjecture. Brady, we saw the age and we saw the accomplishments and said he's got to walk away sometime, but it was never reality. Now it's finally reality. But ultimately, I do think he comes back and plays next year for the Buccaneers. Now, he could be looking at the roster and wondering, what's this roster going to look like because of salary cap ramifications? Which is what Aaron Rodgers might be thinking about as well in Green Bay. We'll discuss that flame out coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.